Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, good morning to you.
Good morning for those who are hopping on. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you? And happy belated birthday. Yes, yes, yes. So just waiting for some more people to hop on. Good morning to those who are dialing in on Blog Talk Radio and for those who are on YouTube and who calls in and logs in. So good morning to everybody hopping on. So just waiting for a few more folks to hop on here. Amen. And we're going to get started. Amen. Good morning, Evangelist Renee. How are you? Amen. Amen. So just waiting for some more people to hop on. So I'm going to be talking about today about God hears you. Sometimes we feel as though God don't hear us in the midst of us for our being, just sitting still or walking around or talking and going through different life changes in this world. And sometimes we feel like, oh, my God, God, do you hear me? I'm praying about it. But do you hear me, God? But I come to tell you, yes, God hears you. He hears you in spite of how you feel and in spite of the emotions that you're going through. God does hear you even when times we feel like he's silent. He does hear you. Hallelujah. And he has not forgotten about you. He has not. So I'm coming today talking about Abraham, Sarah, and also Hagar. And before I pray, I just want to just put this in your spirit because I've been praying about some things. And my spiritual mother, Dr. Moore, I know everyone knows her. I know Sean knows her. And yesterday she was just like, just pouring down just prayers. I mean, we always call and talk with each other, my spiritual mother, but she was like putting prayers down. The other week, my sister called, throwing prayers down, my sister Nikki. So it's like, if God is just forever hearing you, and even when you don't think that he's hearing you, he is in the midst and he does hear us. Amen. Even when you're not asking for prayer, people just call and just say, hey, you know, we have a general conversation. They just start praying for you. Amen. So God does hear you, and that's what God dropped in my spirit, the topic on yesterday. I'm like, Lord, but what? Because he'll give me what to talk about, what scripture to come from, but sometimes the topics, the title come a little later. But I bless God because he's just so powerful and all-knowing. I enjoy you all every week hopping on here, talking with you guys, and I just want to thank you all for just being with me for so many years. Some of you who are on YouTube, those who have dialed in, I am just blessed morning. I am. It was a struggle to get up this morning to come on this podcast. I started to send a message and say, I would not be on today, but you know what? It's not about me. It's about God and what he calls me to do. It's like our lives is not about you all. It's about what God has called you all to do. And one decision that we make can affect the whole entire family. And sometimes you want to feel as though, oh, no, it's about me. But sometimes we do selfish acts where we make one choice and one decision, and it can affect the whole entire family. So it's just not about us in life. It's about our family. It's about people who are around us. They don't have to even be related to you. So make wise choices. Make wise decisions because it can affect just not you, and it can affect everyone that's around you, people who you don't even know. Amen? So I'm going to go ahead with our scripture reading on today. Amen and amen. So God is so faithful. Hello, Deacon Jewel. How are you? Hello, Mom, Lady Martin. I am just so excited on today And I'm just so excited. So let's go into the word, but let us pray. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We lift you up and give you the highest praise on this morning, God. We thank you for today, and we thank you for every day. We thank you for always moving and shaking and moving through us, God, even when we feel helpless, even when we feel like, Lord, when is our help going to come? God, I do thank you, God. Lord, you said, look towards the hills, just come up your help. Your help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Jesus, I thank you. Amen and amen. This scripture that I'm coming from today, which is Genesis chapter 21, begin with the 16th verse. The Lord is so faithful, you all, and no matter what situation you may be in, even if you feel like you have been forgotten, even if you feel like, oh, my God, I've just been tossed away, what am I, junk? No, you are a diamond. Don't ever make somebody feel like you are trash, because my mother always says somebody's trash to them is somebody's treasure. So don't always think that, you know, oh, my God, they threw me away. They rejected me at the job. They reject me in my community. They reject me. On the job, and everywhere I go, and in the church, they reject me. But don't you know that God has not forgotten about you, and you are a diamond. That's why I always talk about my book, A Diamond in the Garden, which you can find on Amazon, DeWanda Martin. I am so blessed, and so I'm going to get to it. But just stay tuned, because I'm going to have a book talk. It's open for men and women. You can come, but you have to register at adiamondinthegarden@gmail.com. adiamondinthegarden@gmail.com. You'll see the flyer goes up. It's going to be November the 11th at 7 o'clock in the evening. You got time to come in and chill. We're going to have a book talk, guys. You all got to email me so I can send you out the link. It's going to be a private setting. It's not going to be live on Facebook or Instagram. You all just got to come in and just enjoy yourself, and let's chat and talk this book out. It's a transparent setting. And just be you. Amen. Be you. So I'm coming from Genesis chapter 1 today. Whew, I'm excited, guys. Ugh, I am excited. excited. So I'm going to be coming from, Okay, there we go. Okay. You know, these computers be acting up all the time. Sean, I'm going to get my new computer this week. He's been on me about getting a new computer for a couple of years now. Amen. Amen. So Genesis chapter 21, verse 15, the word of the Lord reads, When the water in the skin was gone, she put the boy under one of the bushels. I'm coming from the NIV version. Then she went off and sat down. About a bow shot away, for she thought, I cannot watch the boy die. And as she sat there, she began to do so. I'm going to read that one again. So that was Genesis chapter 21, verse 15, the word of the Lord reads, when the water in the skin was gone, she put the boy underneath the bushel. Then she went off and sat down about a bow shot away, for she thought, I cannot watch the boy die. And she sat there. She began to do so. And even though this is Hagar, and this is the story of Abraham, Hagar, and Sarah. And at this time, let's just go back a little bit. Abraham and Sarah didn't have any kids. So Sarah went ahead, and you know, in that culture, they was able to have more than one wife. So Sarah went ahead and told Abraham to go with her servant and have a baby with them, and it would be hers, and have a baby with her, and it would be hers. Her name was Hagar. But in the meantime, Hagar gave birth. And a couple years later, then Sarah gave birth. And she looked out the window. I'm just going to summarize this. It's in Genesis chapter 21, so I encourage you to go and read the whole entire chapter and the whole book of Genesis. So she looked out, and her son was Ishmael, and they were mocking her son. So you know, when you start mocking somebody's kids, it's like, hey, you got to go. You know how women are with their children. They are like, no, and you won't do mine. And men are like that too. Parents are like, you're not going to do that to mine. So she told Abraham they got to go. So when Abraham was so distraught, upset about it, but God told him, it's okay. Listen to Sarah. Let them go. because I'm going to make him a great nation because he is your seed. So God has not forgotten about you even when you're tossed out. And even though it was a wrongful move for them to throw her out, her and her son, and pack up some food, and she got to travel through the wilderness. And what happened was because she was out in the desert, and she looked at her son, and he looked like he was dying, so she couldn't watch him, so she put him by a tree. But she was only a bow shot away, so she wasn't that far from him, but she could no longer watch him die. Now, can you imagine being tossed out of a place? Yeah, because sometimes we are tossed out of houses. We are tossed out of different situations, tossed out of position with the job, tossed out of position with ministry, tossed out of position with the community. You're no longer the community leader. Just tossed out within your family. And even though you could be in the same house with somebody and still feel like you tossed, still feel like they threw you away, still feel like you don't belong. When it's time to eat, you come down to the dinner table and nobody's talking to you. You can still feel like in the house, even within the situation, even when you go to the lunchroom and the cafeteria at work, or go into the lunchroom and you could feel like you don't belong. You could feel like you're tossed out. But she was literally tossed out of her home, her and her son. But what God put in my spirit last night as I was reading is about, even though she was tossed out, I still had something so great for her and so great for her son. And even though we feel like we at a point where we didn't toss out, I mean, we keep revisiting the same place. We keep going there asking them to open up the door, praying that God will open up the door. But don't you know he got you? He has not left you, and he wants the best thing for you. God will close doors that he wants to be closed and open doors that he wants to be opened. Can't no man open a door unless God wants that man to open that door for you. Hallelujah. So even though we may feel like a situation is dead, is done, is gone, it ain't over till God says that it's over. So she could not watch her son die. But listen to the rest of the story here. So that was verse 15 and 16. So verse 17 says, God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from the heaven, whoop, and said to her, "What is the matter, Hagar?" That's what God asked her. "What is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Lift the boy up and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation." Woo, glory be to God. Oh, God, I'm just shouting right there. Because even when Hagar felt like, oh, my gosh, my kid, oh, my gosh, I'm in the desert. First of all, I didn't even ask to marry Abraham, but Sarah asked me to marry her husband so she can have a baby, and then they turn on me. But see, what happened was Sarah, when she seen Hagar mocking her boy, she said, oh, they got to go. Because you know how parents are when you start picking and laughing at their kids. Oh, you got to go. Ain't no bullying here. So she tossed them out. And even though Abraham was so hurt, because that time, even though that was a slave woman, his wife servant, but there was still feelings and emotions that was built up with this woman day and night, trying to have a baby. You know, so, and that's his seed, his son. Ishmael was his son. So he had to toss his own son out, and God says, yes, listen to Sarah. They got to go. He says, but because he's your offspring, I will make him a great nation. So even though you may feel like you are outcast, even though you may feel like they have forgotten about me, but they have not forgotten about you, because if God is for you, who can be against you? And even though you may feel like, Lord, I'm a stepchild. Do I even belong? I don't feel right when I come around the holiday times, even as a grown person sometimes, where our parents have gone on and remarried and we feel like we don't fit. But don't you know that God is with you? If God is for you, who could be against you? Even when you feel like I'm in this world alone because my loved ones have gone on. My grandmama, who I was more close to than my mama, now she's gone. And then who do I have? But you have Jesus. You lean on God and trust in him, because he's the only one who could pick you up. He's the only one that can fill your spirit up. He's the only one that can make you feel like that parent is still around. Oh, my God, when I tell you how faithful God is,
And it's when I think back of this testimony, I know Sister Deaconess Joel can attest to this. I believe Vengeance Renee may have come to the house as well when I had miscarried my child before I had my children. And when the missionaries came to the house, I know Sister Good remembers this. When they came to the house, we was rejoicing, we was praising, and they prayed me through. I mean, we prayed and we cried and we prayed. But that was when even though I miscarried, I felt such an enlightenment with the Lord. I just felt a connection with Him. Like I fell in love with Jesus all over again. And even though, you know, that was taken from me, my love for God was even more stronger because I depended on Him and I trusted in Him that He knew what was best. He knew what was best. And I bless the name of the Lord. And when you think about it, it's like, oh, you should have been angry with God when your mind start messing with you. But I'm like, you know what, mind, you got to go somewhere. Your flesh got to go somewhere because I'm more in love with Jesus than I was when I was carrying my child. But God is so faithful and He is a restorer. So things that were lost, things that you felt like was taken from you, don't you know that God is restored? He will restore everything that God that was taken from you. God will restore everything that was taken from you, everything, because He's faithful, that kind of God. He will restore more abundantly like He did Job. He will restore everything back and even more when you trust Him, when you believe in Him, when you're grateful, when you're thankful. I was thankful, not that my child was born, but I was thankful because I knew that God just put a warm sensation and feeling in me. Now, did I feel like I was alone around that time? Oh, yes, because at the time, my ex-husband didn't make me feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm mourning with you. I'm sad with you. No, just went up and went to church. Like, it was nothing. And when I was sitting there crying, but God filled my spirit up. So even when other folks don't understand your heartache and they don't understand your brokenness, God understands your brokenness. He understands. And when I tell you, it was one night I was lying in the bed, and I just felt like I was so alone. I felt the Lord sit on the side of my bed. Oh, when I tell you the stories and the testimonies, God is faithful. I know you have looked back and thought back at some times when God has truly blessed you, when God has truly said, hey, woo, I'm there. If God is for you, who can be against you? Who can be against you when God is for you? Woo, Jesus, glory be to God. I'm just reading some of the comments, if you have any. But God is so faithful. If God is for you, who can be against you? When I tell you God is faithful, when I tell you He is, glory be to God. Glory, glory, glory be to God. I'm just so enlightened on today. I just trust the name of the Lord because He's so faithful. And when I felt the presence of the Lord, who warmed my body, oh, my God, when I tell you, I thought I couldn't be so broken, no more broken than what I was, so no more lonelier than what I was. But God showed up just like He did with Hagar to tell Hagar, Hagar, you know, and then He called from the heavens, Hagar, why are you crying? Why are you crying? Go get your boy by the hand because Jesus will make him unto a great nation. Go get your boy by the hand. Oh, Jesus. See, God will fill you up in the midst of the desert. He will fill you up in times when you feel like, Lord, I can't go on. He will fill you times up when you feel like, Lord, can I even be any more broken? And sometimes we can't tell other folk, and I'm learning as my son becoming a young man, and he's already a young man and an adult, I'm learning to deal with him in a different way because men process things a whole lot different than women. So sometimes pride gets in the way, and that's just their manhood, you know, where it gets in the way. But the pride where it's not a bad pride, but the kind of pride where it's like, okay, I'm a man. Certain things I'm not going to say and do, certain things I'm not going to ask for. But let me tell you, even when God knows how to reach down into a man, He knows how to give you what you need because He knows your hurt. He knows your pain. And sometimes men can't express it like a woman will. They will express it in your own private place. But allow God to be in that private place with you. Open up your heart to receive Him and say, God, I need you. God, I love you. It don't have to be nobody around.
Amen. So I'm just saying sometimes men process things a little bit different and they express their feelings a little bit more different with women. They're like, right there, a man is not going to stand and just cry like that. They say, okay, let me do my bathroom time. Let me do my time in the car. Let me do my time at the job. Ain't nobody around. Ain't nobody clocked in yet. Let me spend time with God and let me just, you know, call out to him like that because they don't want nobody to see their tears, you know. But what I'm saying to you is that God is faithful, and allow God to be with you in that time when you need him. Hallelujah. Well, even if you feel like, God, I just want to praise you, praise him. Hallelujah. When I tell you he has not forgotten about you, but God has to get down into all of us. He got to get all the way deep down in us to remove the hurt, remove the pain, because sometimes our losses, what we have, make us bitter in life. I remember my spiritual mother, Dr. Moore, said, well, God can't give you more. I'm like, But I'm not talking about babies. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about things in life, other things in life, loss. And I'm like, And she's like, God can't give you more. But that's a thought. And I'm like, yes, God can. What? He's all knowing. He's so powerful. Yes, he can. But we be thinking about the stuff that we lost. And we get caught up in that instead of worrying about stuff that's before us. Because, see, if God is for you, who could be against you? You got to stop looking back at what was lost and looking what God has already placed in your life. The more that he has placed in your life, the more things he has placed in your life, the more a better heart, a better you, a better mindset. But we so stuck on what's behind us that we can't even see what's before us. So we don't allow our feet to walk before us in newness because we're still stuck on what was lost. We're still stuck on our heartache. But how about ask God to heal you so you can move on? And guess what? It's a comfortable place sometimes, that place when we feel like we in despair. It's a comfortable place for us not to move from where we are, even though we say that our mouth, we want more, God heal us. But in all actuality, we sit there like, but it feels better here. It feels better in this place being in despair or being depressed. It feels better here, more comfortable. You got to come from out that place because you stay there, you will die in that place. It's not always a physical death, but a spiritual death. Just spiritually dying to that thing. Get up, just like Hagar had to get up from where she was, had to grab her son's hand, and she had to move on because God called her from heaven. Hagar, why are you crying? Hallelujah. And then verse 19 says, then God opened up her eyes, and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave to her son. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, and gave him drink. So even in the midst of her tears, glory be to God. Listen to this, verse 19. Then God, after he said that he will make her son into a great nation, verse 19 said, then God opened her eyes and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 20 says, and I love this, God was with the boy as he grew up. He lived in the desert and became a anchor while he was living in the desert. Hallelujah. Of Paran, his mother got, hallelujah, a wife for him from Egypt. But look at God. God made him into a great nation. So after Hagar, in verse 19, after Hagar cleared her eyes, was filled with tears, looked over, and it was a well over there of water, and she filled up the skin she had, you know, and put the water inside. And took the water over to her son. Hallelujah. To quench his thirst. Because see, in the wilderness, in the desert, he was thirsty. So she was like, Lord, there's no more water. We done ran out of food and water. So she put the boy off so she wouldn't see him die. But God, through her tears. But you see that? Through her tears, when she, because it says in verse 19, when she opened, then God opened up her eyes. Then God opened up her eyes. He opened up her eyes so she can see eyes filled with tears. Don't you know that God will wipe away your tears? He'll wipe away your shame. He will wipe those things away that needs to be wiped away when you trust him. So when he opened up her eyes, she was able to see because her eyes were filled with tears. You know, when you're crying, you can't see nothing. When you're distraught, you can't see anything. But God opened up her eyes. Hallelujah. When I tell you God is faithful, y'all, he is so faithful. When you trust him, I came from Genesis chapter 1, 21 coming from an NIV version. I read from the 16th verse down to the 20th verse. Woo, God is faithful, y'all. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. I begin with the 15th verse down to verse 20. He is so faithful. I love this story. I love the Bible. I just love the Bible. I do. But I love it because it's so fulfilling and it's so nurturing. And the things that we go through now, they went through then. And it's the word of God. It's the word of God that sanctifies you, that make you whole, that fill you up, that change your life. The word of God that save you. Oh, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. When I tell you God is so faithful, he will give you what you need. He will give you what you need. Like, for instance, I've got to share this. When I was younger, I thought that I was saved. I thought I was saved because of the works that I did. And I didn't realize until I went to, when I got older, and I'm praising and worshiping the Lord, but I thought I was saved. And when I got to Greater St. Matt, Bishop Avenger, he asked me a question about my salvation. And he asked me, was I saved? And I said, yes. And he says, well, how do you know? And I said, because I usher, I sing on the choir, I give to the poor. And what I love about that meeting with him is that, and him being a leader, is that he didn't make me feel bad, like, what? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? In church all your life? No. He opened up the word of God just like that and gave me Romans 10:9. And the word of the Lord says, if I shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It wasn't because of my works. It wasn't because of the things that I did. I was saved because I asked God to come into my heart and save me. So I'm glad that I didn't bust hell wide over because I was in church, but I never got the full doctrine of how to be saved. How do I get saved? I'm thinking it's because of my works, but it wasn't because of my works. And I was like 22, 23 when I came to St. Matthew, but in church all my life thinking I was saved. But it wasn't because of my works. It was because God come into my heart and save me. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for my sins so I may have everlasting life. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, for it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That's Ephesians 2:8-9. So you saved because of you confessing with your mouth and believing with your heart that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Because it's a faith thing. It's not and it's a confession thing. And it's not because of your works. So if anyone that's on this call feel as though that they saved from their works, you're not saved from your works. Works is not going to save you. Being a good person, ushering, singing on the choir, giving to the poor, being nice to people, that does not save you. What saves you is confessing with your mouth, God, come into my heart and save me. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for my sins, that I will have everlasting life. It's not because of your works, what you do. It's because it's confessing with your mouth. Because, and it's a faith thing, because you can wake up tomorrow and not feel like you're saved because it's not a feeling. It's a faith thing, and it's a believing thing. When you see, when you're saved, salvation is made, saved, preserved, security. So I'm going to close out my broadcast, and God just laid this on my heart. And I know I always give the plan of salvation. You can always email me at gmail.com if you have any questions, or go and inbox me on Hope Victorious through my Facebook, or Hope Victorious number 2 on Instagram, on YouTube. Send me a message on Hope Victorious. But let us pray. And those who want to are listening, who are dialed in, who are on YouTube or Facebook or watching the replay, you know, let's close our eyes and ask God to forgive us for our sins that we have done. And let us just pray the prayer of salvation. God, repeat after me, come into my heart and save me. For I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for my sins, that I may have everlasting life. In Jesus' name, amen. Church home, I know some are not in person. You can stream. My church is St. Paul Chapel Baptist Church under leadership of Overseer Joshua Gooden. You can always join our Bible study on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. If you inbox me or text me or email me, I can give you the information. Or if you have a church home that you would like to be a part of, to join, you can always reach out to that pastor, you know, go to church in person, you know, and because you have to fill your spirit up with the word of God. You just don't accept them and that's just it. You accept them and fill up, you know, work out your soul salvation, you know, get closer with the Lord. Amen. But God laid that on my heart today because I thought I was saved all those years and I wasn't. I wasn't saved, and I was so happy that Bishop Avenger just broke it down, but he didn't make me feel like, oh, my gosh, you're not saved. You was in church all your life. Winnie, you don't even know me since I was a little girl, but he never made me feel like that, and I bless God because I could have been like, you know what, oh, my God, I'm out of here, but no, he just opened the Bible and said, okay, and then he told me to read it, and I'm saying to myself, oh, my God, I'm not saved. I was saying to myself, and he never made me feel bad about that. Amen. So I just want to say that I, you know, love y'all, and I love y'all, and I'm so happy that you all joined me. My mama is my text person. She texts me and let me know who's on. Amen. So those who are on Facebook, hi, Nicola. Still call her Nicola. Hi, Cousin Camille. Hi, Deaconess Jewel. Hi, Penny. Hi, Sean. Hi, Etna. Amen. Hi, Mary. Amen. God is so faithful, y'all. I'm telling you, I was just so blessed on today by that word. I came from Genesis chapter 21, beginning with the 15th verse, talking about Hagar and how she was in a desert and her son, but God heard her and told her to get up from there. I got you. I'm going to make your son into a great nation. Take that young lad by the hand, give him some water, and get on your journey. I mean, when I tell you God is faithful, don't feel like God has forgotten about you, because he has not forgotten about you. God is so real, y'all, and he's so faithful. So I love you all, and I see you all again next Tuesday. Amen, amen. Just amen. Reading some final notes. My mom is my tech person. So God bless you all, and I see you all next week. Those who dialed in on Hope Victorious, those who are on YouTube, who actually joined us, and those who are watching the replay, I see you all again on next Tuesday. I just want to make sure that nobody pressed 1. If you press 1, I can take your call. Let me just see something here. I'm going to just hold up, wait for 1 minute, because sometimes through Blog Talk Radio, I can take their call, like if they press 1. I was just waiting for my thing to finish loading. I got all kind of gadgets here, guys, I tell you. You can reach me by airplane. What's that song? I don't care how you get there if you can. Because I am like, you can reach me. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I'm just making sure that nobody pressed one. So, all right, guys. Hi, Junie. I believe that's Junie. Clyde Williams. Okay, so nobody dialed in. Well, everybody dialed in on Victoria's on Blog Talk Radio, but I was on the press one if they had a comment, but I guess not. I can't even get it up anyway. So, but they're on there. Amen. God bless you all. So I'll see you all on next Tuesday. Bye. Okay, I'm gonna log off in just 1 minute.